All right, we're dealing with some of the terms that we find in the New Testament that deal with rebound. We dealt with judge self on page 2 of your notes, Ephesians 4, 22. The context of this, believers are told that they're no longer to act in the way that they acted in their previous lives as pagan Gentiles. And so 17, this I say and affirm together with the Lord. Me and the Lord are in complete agreement on this. Okay. That you walk, that means walk is used as a figure of speech for conducting yourself. People have different ways of walking. I mean, they all have the same way, but they have different. That you no longer walk just as the Gentiles also walk. That walk is used here for the way they conduct their daily lives and things they engage in that they shouldn't, in the futility of their mind. The end game for people who are unbelievers running out there under their STAs, doing their lives, however they do it, it's futility. Oh, well, they may be. You say, well, they're successful, irregardless. Successful. It's futility. Because we have to look at the end game. Where you're going to end up. And now all this other isn't going to matter. You won't be even look back on it and say, oh boy. And that's true for believers that pursue their own self-interests at the expense of the intake of doctrine and growth spiritually to the end. It's that simple. Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God. This is the extreme of the unbeliever. Because of the ignorance that is in them. That's the killer, isn't it? And we have a world full of smart people who are ignorant. Ignorant. They don't, like I've said, they don't see what's developing in Israel and the Middle East. And they don't have the doctrine you have to guide yourself through this so you can see and not be sidetracked by various arguments, something a Jew did that was bad. Oh, we got some real bad ones. One of them just got checked out. His name was Henry Kissinger. Yeah. You know, he won the Nobel Prize for what? Killing people? The foreign policy? Yeah. It's one example. So, yeah, there's a lot of bad Jews out there. There's a lot of unbeliever Jews. That has nothing to do with the end game. The end game is the good ones, so to speak, the good ones, the believers of the age of Israel, that's Old Testament times, from Abraham on down the line to the interruption. Oh, that reminds me of something. The interruption of the age of Israel and the resumption of the age of Israel in the seven-year tribulation. And all those in that time frame who are believers will inherit the land. Plus, yes, and then new ones will be added in the millennium when God multiplies them on that land that everyone's saying isn't theirs. Or that they need it, the U.S. You need to divide it up into two nations. See, so we're in there. Oh, yeah, that'll really work. The other nation you want to make a nation out of believes that it's just a-okay to do terrorist acts on a daily basis. While this truce was going on, they're still shooting rockets. You got it? You say, well, they aren't that accurate. That doesn't matter. They still have people in the different towns in Israel where Israelis are. Walking in there with guns, shooting people. Some were killed, a number of them were killed in Jerusalem. I don't know the number. Doesn't matter. These people do not live at peace. They do not want, if they had their own little nation, they'd still be screaming for all of it from their motto, from the river, that's Jordan, from the river to the sea. Well, that land from the river to the sea is given to the descendants, the spiritual descendants of Abraham. The others that are over there fighting and everything, the unbelievers, they're just useful idiots because they're not on top of who and what Jesus Christ is. That's going to change. And that reminded me of a type of theology that came out in the church age. It goes by the name of replacement theology. The church has permanently replaced Israel. No, we have temporarily replaced them as the custodians of the keys of the kingdom during the age from the day of Pentecost to the rapture. No, they have not been permanently replaced. So what do they do with all these clear prophecies about the land, the real estate, and that we've read and looked at? They spiritualize it. That's what they do. So they discount that strain of Christianity. They completely discount any significance Israel has in the Middle East. It's all over for them. So they can be, in effect, anti-Semitic. The ignorance that is in them. Well, that's what we're trying to get rid of, isn't it? Ignorance. and some of the people that do the correct analysis of what Israel ought to be doing and Israel's in the right and blah, blah, blah. Well, they're right about that. They see that. Isn't it interesting that Israel is the oppressor? let's flip everything. Israel's the occupier and the oppressor. They're doing the same damn thing in this country. The white man is the oppressor. White Europeans, English, whatever, came over here, and yes, we defeated American Indians. We had a war with Mexico. Now they're letting them all come back in. The president, all these people, they're for the destruction of this country by letting all these aliens come in. It's an invasion with their drug lords and their fentanyl and spread it through all the communities because there's all these dummies out here that will step up to the plate and put this in their body. Because we have a nation that's lost its character. They don't know right from wrong. And look at our school system. Look at it around the country. What's going on? I have people tell me, and this is in Oklahoma too, because the parents aren't doing their job. They didn't do like they did in my day. I'd better not get a bad report about you. So you have a tag team operation between the teacher, the administrators of the local school, and the parents that'll beat your hind end if you come home with if it's bad enough. They back them up today. No, it isn't. We'll just let them do what they want. And that's why we have all this criminal and crazy activity going on. And they're not teaching them what they need to be taught, so that they can determine the difference between a male and a female. And just, this is okay. We've lost our minds. I noticed that Ireland is just absolutely in practical chaos. And it's all about the immigrants. The Irish are fed up with it. Okay, they go to the streets and there's violence. They've had it. It's the plan of the elite to bring in these migrants, invade these countries, and commit all kinds of crimes. France has a problem with it. Now some of our corrupt mayors of our big cities are whining about the homeless and the migrants. They're going to freeze to death in the winter. And they're dispossessing American citizens from places so they can come in and live there. This guy was a 90-year-old veteran. American veteran. If he's 90, then he was a World War II guy, or at least Korea. He's on the street. So a migrant can have his place. We are sick. But it's that administration that's up there, and the one that's in the shadows. The one before Trump. What was his name? I know who it is. And this real liberal Jew. Wow, what's his name? He's an attorney. I mean, he's real liberal. You wouldn't, you know. I'll think of him when I'm out of the pulpit. He said, that president, the one before Trump, another non-American citizen that wound up being president. I don't want to say another because I don't know if there was ever another one. He says he has a deep-seated hatred of Israel. That's what he said. It's obvious. He tries to cover it up in public, but he's deep-seated. There's no right or wrong. You know, blah, blah, blah. No, there is. Who attacked who and butchered people? Who did that? That's an act of war. And to boot, you attacked civilians. Innocent men, women, and children, old people cutting babies up. They got all the films on it. They've been showing it around to all the big outfits. The UN has been sitting over there like this, and they finally condemned it. Days later, in a little statement, the UN needs to be destroyed. The women's group, the women are saying, this group, they got a whole group for women's rights around the world, but they didn't say anything about the Jewish women that were slaughtered. Not a word. Well, of course. And these stupid kids in school and colleges and the elite college. I thought you had to really have something go for you to be going to some Cornell and some of these schools. They're either evil or they're anti-Semitic or they're just trendy. It's the trendy thing to do. So let's go out in the street and put on the LGBT colors and walk around. The other day, Jeff and Stephanie were at our house, and I said, man, that little dog is groomed better than I've ever seen him. He looks like a picture card. Yeah, well, we had to take him to it. We took him to a different one. We didn't have one haircut done on him. The one before, we went, the one before, that they were using before, they went out and got him, and he had this little collar, this scarf around his neck, the LGB colors. Now, I didn't bring my dog here to promote your stupidity. They didn't say that. See? Well, these people. It's amazing. You would think our leaders up there, what's the GOP doing? What? Are you all standing up in mass against this? There's those that don't. It makes me wonder. I know one thing. I know that in the last days there will be traitors. Traitors, and you know what they do with traitors, don't you? Historically. They convict them and they execute them. In the military, that quick. Or used to. So that's where we're at. That's why, congregation, we can't continue with this mess much longer and be what the Bible says we're going to be when we're blown off the face of the earth. No, I'm not pro-Russia without equivocation. They got their problems. They're politically in the same category. Politically, they are with Iran. And Iran's the proxy for all of these Hezbollah and all the others that are attacking Israel. Iran. The Ayatollahs that murder their own people, that make women wear out in public and all this mess. They had freedom under the Shah, who we got rid of. And now they got that. Blood's all over our hands. All over. I heard Biden say some of the stupidest stuff. Eventually there will be no white people. What? Why do you... Oh, please. We get what we deserve. We don't want anybody to have ceiling fans. Yeah, this is what the White House is supposed to be saying. I got two of my house. I'm going to go turn them on when I get home. We've lost it. We have lost it. That's why, pardon me, Mel, we just can't be doing this much longer. We need to get the hell out of here. Upward call. Let them deal with that. But we have to witness this. We have to witness students protesting so some guy can't just walk into the girl's shower and say, I'm a girl. That is a litmus test. That tells you how far gone we are. And put him on a girl's sports team. And one girl got hurt real bad by a guy. Oh, he shattered their record. Oh, and he's a mediocre athlete. It's a mockery. It's a mockery. But it isn't the screwed up people in the street. It's the leaders of these schools and these superintendents and these people that this is okay. It's child abuse. Okay, I can get off of something that's not so depressing. Pray for Israel. Pray for Israel. Pray that God will do miracles and God will do things. Because if God is for you, who can be against you? The few can overcome the many. We will through Jesus Christ and through the plan of God. We're going to be put up front, and we're going to put to shame the mighty and the wise of this world. They're going to be in utter shame when they see the promotion that's going to come to believers in the royal family and otherwise. So, you called God's hand on this? I got a verse I'll get you later. It's in Joel. You can go home and read this little book. Go home and read Joel. About those who divide up my land. My land. Well, everything on the earth is his. He can give it to whoever he wants and take it away from whoever he wants. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. He can do what he wants to. It's his. But he'll do it in a righteous way. Not some arbitrary stuff like people do. Put off the old man, the old self, Ephesians 4:22. Well, I was reading that, wasn't I? And I got sidetracked. I'm so stirred up by all this. Forgive me. I'll try to discipline myself, okay? I don't know what you see out there. I'm not looking for better days down here. This spiral is continuing. and the seeds were sown a long time ago. I saw one of the princes. The photograph of him, he really looks like a mean, evil. I mean, he just exudes it. He's one of the royals from England, a prince so-and-so, back in the 80s. He said, when I die, I want to come, in reincarnation, I want to come back as a really bad virus and wipe out. Whoa. Yeah, one of the royal families of England, one of these creeps. Because of the ignorance that is in them. Because of the hardness of their heart. It isn't that they didn't have a chance. Have I seen that one in my life? Dig your heels in, harden your heart in the face of all of more than adequate evidence of a topic. And they having become callous. Wow, I see that too. We have the expression hardened criminal. You can't rehabilitate him. It's not going to happen. One of the top Hamas guys. He was a young fellow who got caught by Israel for terrorism, was put in prison for like 10-20 years, had a brain tumor. The Jews operated on him and fixed him up and released him in exchange for an Israeli soldier that they wanted back. And he planned, he was a part of the mastermind of this slaughter. They're going to target him. You can count on it. They took out one of their big honchos just the other day. They found out where he was. And they sent an airstrike in there, and he's in hell. Yeah. This guy's name, Sin, like in sin, and War. Sin War. That's his Arab name or his Palestinian name. A bunch of them are hiding out in Qatar. Before God, these people have committed high crimes. They are legitimate targets to be wiped out. And if you think God, you think this is terrible, and we got civilians that are dying, it's in their bloodstream. They believe like this. I don't say every last one did. I saw one guy. He came out of his father was one of these top notch evildoers. He turned to Jesus Christ, the Son. You know what he's saying? He's over here in the U.S. now. He says they all ought to be wiped out, and he's a Christian. He's a believer, Palestinian. And he's saying that about his father. And having become callous, they have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. Whoa, what a mouthful. I'll pile those words up. Every kind of immorality. We've got it in this country. It's available with a flip of a switch. Rampant pornography. They used to at least try to suppress it back in the day. Nah, they don't care now. That's a part of how you destroy a civilization. But you did not learn Christ in this fashion. Learn Christ, let me add, but you did not learn Bible doctrine in this way. Christ is Bible doctrine. And Bible doctrine is Christ. If indeed we have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus. The same truth is in Jesus is what you've been taught. Ephesians. That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self. Oh, you're going to come under it from time to time. You lay it aside. You lay it aside like a garment that's soiled or inappropriate or damaged. Yeah, take that off. You lay it aside. That's a clothing analogy. The old self, the STA, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit. Paul really piles this stuff up. When we're under our STAs and we're following our lust pattern, we are momentarily deceived in thinking this is the best way to go because it's fun. Okay? It's easy. When you snap out of it, I let my STA deceive me. So it's laying aside. And that you be renewed. That's gap, face-to-face teaching. Where's everybody at? Why are they in Bible class? What changed in 20 years, 10 years? Nothing. The truth is constant from this pulpit. Well, we've added some things. We threw out a big bunch of you know what. And of all the big topics in the Bible, and this is as big a topic next to salvation as you can get, and that is creation. And we're in the devil's world. And what have we been sold? Sometimes I just sit back and in amazement. But people here, every time I hear, well, the planet. There was an old soap opera, As the World Turns. If you laugh at that, then you're way the hell back there. I remember watching it at my grandmother's house down in Alamogordo, New Mexico. They were in the Air Force, and I went down there a time or two to see them as a little kid. Flew down there on an airplane all by my lonesome. And you sit there and watch, because the TV was new. And I watch, As the World Turns. So see, this stuff's ingrained in you from day one. But you never sit down and say, I'm not moving. I am not moving. I'm not sure as hell not moving 1,000 miles an hour. Wow. This one is my favorite go-to to prove how quick Satan can deceive the entire human race. But people are waking the hell up. And those that don't want to waken up just harden their hearts and all the evidence. Answer my questions. No. I just know it is. You're online like I am. Got that MS, whatever it is. You got the deal up there. And they tell you what NASA's putting out on a daily basis. We just got a message from some kind of deal came through from however many millions of light years, whatever. And the government has the bodies of aliens, and they haven't got them out yet. Got them in cold storage or something. I don't know. Yeah. You're going to get, those of you who haven't got online, you're going to get to eat this. I teach this as dogmatic as I do the blood of Christ or the U.S. and prophecy. How can you miss this if you're a Bible prophecy person, trib? Oh, it fits like a glove. Oh, a lot of them will say we're evil. A lot of them will say the rapture's near. A lot of them will say this, but they will not announce and break down the doctrine of the U.S. and prophecy. All these big evangelists, these big mega church, well, they're all so screwed up. God knows what they're teaching. Billy Graham's son, Franklin, he's over there in Israel, and trying to encourage Muslim and Jewish pastors. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul would do. Wouldn't he? He'd pat them on the back and tell them how good they are. You're going to hell. I'm here to tell you what you can do to correct this. Ecumenicalism in another form. We love them anyway. Well, okay. But they need to hear that they are about to step into an awful, irreversible afterlife that you can't even imagine when you wrap your head around it. Every conscious minute for all eternity, you're suffering. And you know why. eventually, body and soul. If you're out there listening, you need to do what you need to do, but I can't do anything. My hands are tied. Nor would I want to. It's got to be your free will. You got to break from this mess and start getting Bible doctrine in your soul, that you're renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity. May God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten us in Christ's name. Amen.